Up next, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you should listen to this next presentation. We have the committee chair of Blind Vendors Merchants Division for the state of Indiana. And here to talk to you about entrepreneurship is Chris Hollingsworth.
Ron always makes me sound better than I really am.
It's my job.
Last year when I gave this talk about the Randolph Shepherd BE Pre program, we talked about some training possibilities and how things were, we were looking to change. And in the past year or so, we've made some changes. Of course, the Randolph Shepherd BE Pre program has been around since 1936. And the whole point of the program is to provide employment for blind individuals in the form of their own business on state, county, and federal properties to provide vending services, snack bars, cafeterias. We've expanded that that description into many different areas. We have a laundry service in southern Indiana, so we are continually expanding what we do. And as Scott said in his report, it's been kind of a rough 18 months because of the pandemic. Most of us were shut down, and many of us still are shut down due to the pandemic. But during that time, we have taken the time to work together and help each other out wherever we can and do whatever we can to help out. And we've also made some changes that makes it easier if you want to be an entrepreneur and be a part of the BEP program to actually get into the program. Last year when I gave this talk, we talked about we were trying to get to the point where we could use what used to be called Hadley School for the Blind. I'm told it's something new and I don't know what it is. So, which is an online training. So instead of coming to Indianapolis for 6 months and spending that 6 months training in Indianapolis, the first 3 months of a 5 month training period are spent in your own home, completing the 11 modules for the training program online, kind of at your own speed. We give you 3 months to complete it, but other than that, it's at your own speed. We like to see you progressing nicely, but you can do it at your own home. And then you come to Indianapolis for some Indiana-specific training. You spend some time learning vending equipment, learning cash management equipment. You go through a ServSafe program, and then you spend some time on-site training when you're actually working with a licensed manager in their business, learning how they operate the business, not just working for them and doing whatever they want you to do. You're given specific goals and things that to learn from that manager, and that manager is directed to teach you those things. So we've really revamped the training program. And in the last 18 months, we have graduated two classes totaling seven people. And from looking at my screen, I see at least one of the people that graduated in our last class a couple weeks ago is on this call. Congratulations to all those graduates. We graduated two from Indianapolis and one from Muncie this last time. So we still have a little ways to go on our training program that we would like to have you come in before you get referred to the program and maybe be in contact with the manager and possibly spend a few days looking at what we do in our own locations to make sure that it's really something you want. Because in the past, people have just thought, well, I want to be a vendor, and it's really not as easy as it may sound. So we're really trying to change the perception so that people really understand what it is to own your own business and your own company. And in an effort to do that, we're working with VR counselors, and we're working with the training, and we're working with each other to make it so that everybody has a good understanding of what it entails to be in this program and what it means to be in this program. And I really don't want you to get scared by the pandemic, because even though I believe that the face of the workforce in our country has changed. We, as part of the BEP program and working with the National Association of Blind Merchants, we are continually working together all the way across the country to come up with new ideas and new ways of doing business and new ways for us to make money. And we're opening new doors. So even though the face of the workforce has changed and it may look like government is getting smaller and more people are going to be working from home, the BEP program is coming back and we are going to continue to be successful and continue to help each other and work together. So if you have any inkling that you might want to be a part of the Randolph Shepherd BEP program, you can reach out to myself or Ron or Scott Garys or anyone you know that happens to be a part of the BEP program, and we will be glad to speak with you and help you in any way possible. And even if you want to start your own business and don't necessarily want to be part of the BEP, somebody is probably going to be willing to give you some advice. I know I've worked closely with Corey as he's attempting to set up his business and to be a help to him. So it's not just a matter of, you know, we look out for ourselves. It's all a matter of we need to work together. And in order to make the BEP program successful and to make other entrepreneurs successful, we all tend to work together from coast to coast. So that's kind of my report, Mr. President.
Absolutely. Great job. Is there any questions for Chris at this moment? Any questions on entrepreneurship? Please raise your hand. Sarah has a raised hand. Go, Sarah.
Yes. Hey, good afternoon. Thank you so much for sharing this information. And I know that vendors and merchants have really been impacted uniquely by the pandemic. And it's really encouraging to see how adaptive you guys have been and still making these opportunities able to continue and hopefully become stronger and more accessible to people. I'm wondering, Chris, you made a comment about, you know, sometimes people don't realize what all goes into being a vendor. And I'm wondering if you can kind of talk about like what some of those maybe either misconceptions are that people might have or like things that you wish people would understand about what you do or what vendors do. And then also, I'm wondering if you can maybe talk about some like non-traditional or less common ways that people can implement the training that they get from the BEP program. So kind of like you said, like, you know, you've been giving Corey guidance on his business and different things like that. So I'm just wondering, like, what are some of the different methods that people can use to use these skills? So sorry, two-part question.
Well, the first part of your question is the easier part of your question, and I appreciate it. You know, when you're a manager, a BEP manager, or the owner of any small business, really, there's so many things involved. You know, in the BEP program, you know, a lot of people think that it's just filling up vending machines and selling candy bars, but really, mm-hmm. you have to be an accountant, and you have to be a human resources specialist if you're going to hire employees. And sometimes you have to be a tax expert to figure out all the tax things that are going on, and you have to be able to communicate very well. And really, we are not in the business of selling Snickers bars and Cokes and hot dogs. We are in the customer service business. You know, mm-hmm. we can't make any money and we can't sell any product unless we can figure out who our customers are, what our customers want, and how to make them happy, even on their worst days. You know, typically mm-hmm. we deal with people that are sitting at a desk all day long. And when they get up from that desk, they want a pleasant experience, something to make them feel like they've actually gotten away from work for a few minutes and that they can really find an extra little piece of joy in their day when they walk away from their desk. And that's the business that we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, and as far as how we can use our talents to expand other people's businesses and help other people, it's just a matter of being willing to share the knowledge that we have with others. You know, and I think that's one of the large things that the NFB embraces as a whole, is that we all have mm-hmm. something that we know and something that we can help other people with. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me what kind of business you want to start. If there's any way that I can be of any help to you and give you any advice, you know, we're more than willing to do that. I can't think of any of our BEP managers, for the most part, that wouldn't be willing to share a little bit of the expertise that they have with anybody.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I believe real quick, we have Trey Bradley. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chris, I was wondering, with, you know, during this COVID, we've been going through with COVID-19, the situation, I was wondering, is there a way, like, for vendors, since we've been dealing with COVID, is there a way to make the business, set up an e-commerce there that for people can get to have a successful business? They can do e-commerce instead of just doing a traditional business. Wouldn't that be helpful, or would that be hard to set up?
You know, that's a really good question. I actually had one of our trainees in this last class ask me that question a couple of times, and I'm not going to say, no, there's no way you could do that. But I know that it would be easy to set up that kind of business. The problem is your market, because for my business, what I sell are potato chips, candy bars, soft drinks, and, you know, some hot foods. And if the people aren't in my building to buy that, you know, it's really not cost effective for them to go online and order and for me to ship them a Coke and a Snickers and a hot dog to their house. You know, because they can pick up those things when they stop and get gas or when they go to the grocery store. Our business, for the most part, is really designed for people when they're already at work. And if they're not at work, it's hard for us to serve them and serve their needs. So I'm not going to say that you couldn't set up an e-commerce to sell your products. And maybe you've come up with another product that could be sold that way. But as far as the snack items that we typically sell, I would have to say that's probably not going to be a profitable idea.
And do you mind? I have one last question.
Okay.
With doing the BEP program, like recently I have lost a lot of weight. I signed up for the BEP program, but I was wondering, wouldn't you think you have to be pretty fit to do the job? Because it's a lot of lifting and moving, wouldn't you think?
That really kind of depends. A case of bottles of soda pop weighs about 25, 26 pounds. You know, and the more you do it, the stronger you're going to get. It's just like if you go to the gym and start lifting weights, the longer you do it, the more weight you're able to lift and the better you are at doing it. You just kind of grow into it. And if you come across things that you're not capable of doing, that's kind of where the management part of it comes in, is that you find somebody that is capable of doing what you cannot do. You know, as a manager, when you start in the BEP program, you kind of start with the smaller location where you're doing a lot of things. And as you get further and further into the business, and you get larger and more complicated locations, you're actually doing less of the physical work and more of the intellectual management skill kind of work.
Okay.
Excellent.